Hello? Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. It kicked me from the conference here. But like I said, you're going to keep your listing. You're going to have that for the rest of you being in business. We don't take hostage of that stuff. We turn that over to you. So you're able to keep, that we build, right?
Okay.
That's yours at that point.
Okay.
You keep your reviews, your pictures. Like that's yours at that point, right?
Okay.
Also too, your buddy that reached out to you and told you, hey, this company right here, Local Splash, they're doing good for me. That's a big testimonial, right? You're very close with him. He's obviously getting business and he's obviously getting there on that first page of Google. We're going to take care of you just like that. So that's why I do have that referral rate for you, because typically, like, if you were to buy this on our website, you would have to pay close to $900 for the startup fee with a website, right? Where what we're doing here is we're really helping you out because we want to make sure that everything is set up for you correctly, especially with the bad experience you had with the customer and Thumbtack. We don't want you to repeat that. So we want to make sure that everything flows well with you. And that's why we have world-class tech team here that is always working with you on hand. And then I'm always open. If you call me and I don't answer, I always reach back out to you within the hour of you calling me, because I do get busy here at the office.
Yeah.
They pull me in other directions.
It's obvious. I mean, we just got kicked off the phone conversation.
Yeah, they're like, you're on too long. Get off. I'm like, nah, I need to help him, because at the end
of the day,
like, my dad's a small business owner. He's been a business owner for 30 years, okay? And when he was starting, I was very, very young, all right? So he would have to go door knock, and he didn't have this product, right? So he's going to be 60 years old. So back then, they didn't have a Google Business listing. You had to go shake hands and everything like that. The new day and age, and I'm sure you're familiar with it now too, is everything that you do, you Google it. You make sure that, like, hey, like, let me Google where to go for dinner. Like, let's go check this restaurant out, right? Let me Google where to go get a haircut if you're new to the place, right? Or a tire shop or something like that. So that's where you're going to populate, because in this day and age where even everybody's coming to Arlington and Texas because it's growing, there's new blood there basically that need these services. And even with new businesses, Elon Musk moved to Austin, right? With his, with his SpaceX and his Tesla, right? So even them, like, they have to have electrical services. They have to have those things where they have to be up to date. So we want to make sure that not only that you get the residential, but that you're getting the commercial. The best way to do that is to be right there on that first page for customers to find you directly. And Thumbtack gets their leads from Google. All these third-party platforms get them. Google's the main source. So what we're going to do is we're going to list you there as an independent company so people can just look up, and you don't have to pay a per lead, per cost, anything like that. You're paying that flat rate. So at the end of the day, it's profitable for you, and you're not having to pay more for a customer. And it's always staying at that flat rate for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I have everything set up for you here. I do have the 4001 East Main Grand Prairie, Texas. The only thing that I need to set up here is just the card information. I am going to take you through a security question, because we never sell or share any of your information here. So we do ask you this security question, because at the end of the day, we want to only be talking to you and you only, and we want to make sure that you're only talking to us and not another company. This is how we protect our clients here. If somebody does call you and say, hey, we need more money from you, and they don't ask you this security question, that's not us. Do not even talk to them. Hang up the phone and call us immediately. We will do an investigation, because we do have that tracking phone number for you. So we will be able to make sure that never happens to you again. Okay. So that's why we do protect you guys here as well.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask this.
Sure.
I'm asking another question, and thank you for being so patient with me.
Yeah,
I you don't know how much I appreciate you. Let me ask you, so do you think that if I was, because most electricians, the hourly cost is high for one guy.
Okay.
It's extremely high. I'm selling at a very affordable rate, I think. And mm-hmm. I kind of want to be a little bit different. I kind of want to be able to give people like a rental program per se, like, for two guys, charging a certain amount to keep them for a week or for, keep them for a day. Do you know anybody else doing that? Like to rent an electrician? Like, for example, I'll give you this example. Milestone is charging people about $4,800 for a panel upgrade and a panel install whenever I can tell them, hey, rent me out for a day, me and a guy, just to swap out a panel, and it'll be about $1,200, and then you buy all the materials, you know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I kind of want to be able to do something like that and treat people and help people, you know? Like, I mean, if I become Jeff Bezos one day, then hey, you know.
then you gotta pay for overhead at that point, right? As of right now, you don't have overhead. So that's why, like, a lot of our companies that we work with, they're a one man crew all the way to a 20 man crew. So they're not really like the biggest, baddest companies in the area. But what they do is they're able to be so successful is that they're able to be on that first page and they're able to undercut the bigger companies because they don't have that bigger overhead. So yeah. For you, that's why that would work so well for you.
Okay. And would you be able to also put something like that on the web? Like, are you going to tell me before you just put stuff out there, like on Facebook and all that? Like, am I going to be able to have access to that Facebook and how soon?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You'll have access to it as soon as it's up and running. Yeah, and you can start posting on it and stuff like that. You have access to everything. We don't lock you out of this stuff. You have access to all of it.
Okay.
This is your stuff. We're building it for you.
Okay, so who would give me, like, the passcode? Who would give me, like the login? And then not just that, there's a thing that I would like. I would not like to be I don't want to say associated, but I would not like for certain people to be able to find me. Like, I'll tell you one thing, like my ex-wife, she hates me after she divorced me and she found out, hey, she was completely wrong because I like to work my butt off. And she got mad. She says that I work too much. So long story short, I kind of don't want her to know, even though in the long run, she'll know, you know?
Okay. That's fine.
So
yeah, you would be able. So the business profile for the Facebook, it's not going to have your name on there. It's just going to come up as just your company name. No one's going to know it's associated with you personally, right? So that's how Facebook protects you. My tech team will help you build that page. You have access to that. That's going to be whatever you would like to make the password and username, and then you're just going to add us as a partner. My tech team walks you through that process, so we don't, like, take control over it. You see what I'm saying? You're always going to have that control there. Does that make sense?
Okay, so it's not like a phone number. You were mentioning a phone number. My mm-hmm. personal phone number won't be listed, right? It'll be another number that's on there. That way they can contact me.
Right. And it's going to be directed to you, and it'll still be a local number, but it's going to be a different phone number. It's not going to be your personal phone number.
And let's say that I got another line. Can that one be addressed to that one?
Yeah. You just let us know. We would just make the switch over to you.
Okay. Another thing. Would I be able to communicate with other contractors on Facebook? Once that goes up,
you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you want to be able to contract somebody out, like if you're like, hey, like, you know, I need an electrician for this type of job, and you want to be able to reach out to them, you can.
So I guess what I'm saying is, I would be able to go on Facebook and talk to the contractors, and I would be able to message people. Like a home builder or like a I don't know, just somebody that's out there doing contracts. I would be able to message them on Facebook?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Man, it sounds great. Okay, so Facebook, Google. So basically what you're telling me that when I was doing with Thumbtack, paying them however much I was paying them, basically they were paying y'all for the lease?
They were paying Google for the leads. They did a Google advertisement, and then you were basically overpaying for the lead. So what we do is we just list you there as an independent company on the first page, and then that way you don't have to pay for those lead fees. They just come directly to you, and they just contact you directly.
Okay. Okay. And then it was a solid number that I would pay for?
What was that?
So it's not like it would be a solid number that I would pay for. So basically, if I was to get 200 calls that day, that month I would get 200 calls, or am I limited to a certain capacity of people calling me?
Oh no, it's an unlimited call service. So like if you get 200 calls and the next day you got 201 calls, then you would just still pay month to month $249 after that. You're paying a fraction of the price of what it would cost a bigger company. And that's why we help out smaller companies get on that first page so they can compete with those bigger companies and start to build their business. Your rate never changes per call. It's not a per call deal or per lead. So your rate never changes. It's set at that flat rate for the $249 month to month.
Okay, and what else would you need from me? Is there something that would tell me that I won't pass Google's review for the PIN? I mean, I don't have a bad background. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a bad background. I don't have none of that. And I only ask because check this out. I know a guy that is an electrician, and he does very well. He posts on TikTok. Like, that's how I seen him. He posts on TikTok, and I think that's about it, just TikTok. That's how I seen him. And I called him one day out of curiosity. I was like, hey, man, can I ask you some questions? Like, yeah, man, sure. He was a very nice guy just like you. And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, go ahead. And we talked or whatever, and I was sitting there talking to him. And while I was talking to him, he was telling me that that his business is successful, but he was telling me the only thing that limits me to do some things, he goes, is the fact that I don't have my master license. So I was like, huh? And he's like, yeah, man. He goes, but I make really great money. He goes, but that's the only thing that limits me. He goes, the fact that I don't have my master electrician license. So like I see these guys getting all these big contracts and all this, the rest of these things, you know? So that's why I'm kind of like, okay, what are we going to?
So what's your question, though?
So that's the question. Like, is it also like, will Google kind of prohibit me from, like, if I was like a person like that? Like, I don't have nothing, but I'm just asking, I'm wondering, like, is there anything that will prohibit me from me not being Google verified?
No, I mean, as long as you're licensed and insured, you're good. Even if you weren't licensed and insured and you're looking to get licensed and insured, then what they would do is they're just going to verify you and making sure, like, hey, send us a picture of your tools. Make sure that, like, hey, you do the work that you do. So they're going to verify just that you say who you are. And then if you say who you are, then, and you're good with that and you can prove that, then hey, then there's nothing that's going to unverify you or them not verify you.
Okay, no. Okay, that's fine, because I have all that. So as soon as you look up the Texas Electrical Contractor's License, it pulls everything up. And
awesome.
It shows that I passed, like, the criminal exams and everything else. Okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, what else do you need from me today?
So I just need the payment method, which is like, is your card going to be a MasterCard, a Visa, a Discover, or American Express?
I want to say it's a Visa. Let me see.
Okay.
Yes, it's a Visa.
Okay. And then for the card number itself, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 44.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
Six six 91-58-68-74-91.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0627.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
465.
Okay, and then for the security question that you would like, I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Do my mother's maiden name, please.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what's mom's maiden name?
Castillo.
Is that C-A-S-T-I-E-O? Oh, L-O-O. I-L-L-O?
Yes.
Okay.
C-A-S-I-T, C-A-S-T-I-L-L. Sorry.
Perfect. I actually went to school with a Castillo in California,
yeah,
though, so it's pretty popular name.
Yeah, it is.
All right, give me 1 second. Castillo. It blocks it out for me, so I can't see. So I have to make sure I type it correctly for both boxes for you. So I had the Castillo there, so that's good. Let me see here, and then I have the services as well to send over to my tech team. You have that. But I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. This will only take like 2 minutes. This is going to be, like I said, sent to you in writing. This is just going to be the outline of the service agreement that you and I talked about what we're going to do. And then it's also going to have the pricing in there. Okay. I'm also going to give you a phone number for not only for me, but also too for our customer support system. If you need that at that time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Montenegro Electrical Contractors and Associates, LLC.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Osvaldo Montenegro, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You would be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number. Do you want me to email it to you or do you want to write it down?
Can you email it to me? What are you going to email me, a member number?
Yeah, so the email that I sent you earlier with my contact information on the bottom, our customer service is that 877 number without my extension. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yes, I see it here. Charlie, and in the bottom.
It says 877-635-6225. That's going to be our customer service number. To get a hold of me personally, you're just going to click the 203, and that's going to transfer you straight to me at that point, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Do I agree to do what?
Do you, so it's asking you, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement? Meaning, we don't want you to pay for something twice. So if you were to have another company do something for you, just let us know so that way there's no conflict of interest.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like basically don't allow somebody else to come do something.
Yeah, because we're taking care of everything for you, your website, your Google, your Facebook, your listings. There's not really another company that can come in and offer you anything else. We're placing you there. So that's why we just don't want to make sure that somebody calls you and then they're like, you're like, yeah, that sounds good. And then come to find out you're paying for it twice. I've had it before with our customers and then they get super frustrated with the other company and then because they had to go through that. So I just want to make sure that you'll let us know before you do anything like that.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which I do have you on that referral-based deal there, so you did get the reduced rate, will be charged today, which is April 18th, and the non-refundable amount is the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send over to you, let me see here, I'm going to send over to you a couple text messages and emails. Can my tech team call you at 4 p.m. today?
Yes,
to get everything started for you? Cool. Yeah, I want to start this super quick for you so that way we can get this rolling.
Okay.
Splash. Okay. And then what's going to be your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday or are you going to do weekends too?
Do 24/7 because 24/7? You can change it, right?
Okay. You can anytime. 24 hours, yeah. Cool. So then that would be good for like emergency services too, especially if there's like a lockout or something like that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I do want to formally welcome you, Osvaldo. We are like a family here. Everything went good on my end. If you have any questions or if you need any help or anything like that, please utilize the 877 number. Reach out to us so that way we can make those changes for you. I will have everything sent over to you to revise. I will put that in the notes for my tech team so that way you can see also to what's being pushed out with the website and then also to with the Facebook campaign, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I sent you a text message. Did you receive it? It should have said, Osvaldo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then there's going to be a link right there. Let me know if you received that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Go ahead and click the link. Go ahead.
So if I click it, that's where the receipt will be?
Yeah, so click the link, and it's going to take you to our terms and conditions page, actually. The receipt's in your email. So when you click that link, it's going to take you to the terms and conditions. That's what I read off to you earlier for the terms and conditions of what we're going to perform for you. On the bottom, there's going to be 2 checkboxes, text messages, and then that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign it. First and last name, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you get to that username and password, okay?
Okay, so we do that right now?
Yeah, please. I want to take you to your dashboard.
Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. I'm so sorry.
No problem. It's okay. Take your time.
Let me see. Okay, the only thing I see here is signature. Do I click there? Do I click the signature and just
click the signature, and then it's going to say you're going to type your first and last name, and then you're going to hit confirm signature. There's going to be two check boxes, though, at that bottom on the left-hand side that you are going to have
to... Okay, where it says I agree?
Yes.
Do I click both of them?
Yes.
Okay, and I put confirm signature, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, confirm signature. Okay, it says username now.
Username and password. Okay, this is where you're going to have your tracking system that I talked to you about. My tech team is going to give you the username and password when they reach out to you here in a couple of hours.
Okay.
I put it for 4 p.m., so I sent you that to your inbox for your email address. They're going to go ahead and give that to you, and then you'll be able to log in and track everything that we do as well, okay?
All right, perfect, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem. Hey, I appreciate you, too. Any questions that you have forward, go ahead, reach out to me. Also, too, you could ask the tech team. They will answer your questions as well, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No problem, Osvaldo. I'm going to work on your account here, and then I'll give you a call here at 4 p.m., all right?
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.